Ending Small Business Failure. Welcome to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with the number one small business expert, Melinda Emerson. Melinda's goal is to end small business failure, and she'll give you the information you need to succeed and live the life you dream of. Now, here's your host, the Small Biz Chat Lady herself, Melinda Emerson.
Have you subscribed to the Small Biz Chat Podcast? Well, it's time. Every Wednesday, we offer listeners bite-sized actionable tips to start and grow a successful small business. In just 20 minutes or so a week, you can get a ton of insight and resources to propel your business forward. Be sure to subscribe to the Small Biz Chat Podcast today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Small Biz Chat Podcast. I'm Melinda Emerson, the Small Biz Lady, your host. I'm America's number one small business expert. Today, I'm going to give you another solo episode, and we're going to talk about how to love on your customers better. I have a harrowing tale to tell you guys about something I tried to purchase this past winter that was a complete debacle from start to finish. I always scour Facebook looking for great small businesses to invest in. And in first week of November, I was online and I saw this beautiful holiday wreath. And it had a black Santa Claus in the middle of it. And it was gold and it was beautiful. And all I could think of was that I needed this wreath to be on my front door. So I sent a note to the lady who posted it. And I said, hey, do you ship? I'm interested in purchasing this wreath. And she responded back, oh, we're already sold out for the entire holiday season. Now, you guys, this was like November 1st. She was telling me that she was already sold out for the season. That doesn't make any sense. People don't even put up their holiday wreaths until Thanksgiving, you know? So I was like, you're already sold out? No contingency plan. Like, it was so ridiculous because here I was like waving money in this lady's face. Like, hey, I'm willing to buy it. I didn't even ask what price it was. I was willing to buy it. And she was like, oh, sorry, sold out. And so my whole thing was this. A, why were you promoting a product that was already sold out the first week of November on Facebook, knowing that people were going to be like, oh my God, this is beautiful. I want one. B, if you were already swamped with orders, why wouldn't this woman have reached out to two or three other people that make wreaths and get some backup, get some other people that she could share some work with so that she wouldn't have to sully her reputation telling people, nope, sorry, don't have none. And third, I just couldn't even believe this woman was out promoting it and like, yeah, sorry. And she didn't really have another option. She just basically put a sold out sign up and that was it. And I just thought her, you know, was just really, really poor customer service. It was just really, really poor communication. And I just felt really, really let down. But I said to myself, well, let me download the picture of this wreath and put it on my Facebook page and see if I could find somebody that makes wreaths that could make this for me. So I put it on my Facebook page and I had three or five ladies approach me immediately. So one of them, I DM'd her and said, hey, and she said, I can make this for you. I make beautiful wreaths. And she even sent me five pictures of other wreaths that she made. So I was like, bet. Okay, cool. And I said, how much is the wreath? And she said, it's $110 plus $30 for shipping. And I said, okay, fine. And she said, I need you to send me a deposit to get started. That was fair. Okay. So I Zelled the lady $75 to get started. So she said, all right, when I have it ready, I'm going to DM you a picture so you can see it. So I was like, great. So maybe like a week and a half, 2 weeks went by. And she said, I'm ready to send you over the wreath that I'm almost done with for you. And I was like, okay, great. So she sends me the wreath. And I don't know if any of you watched that show, Nailed It, on Netflix. But guys, she did not nail it. She did not nail it. I was frightened to put that thing on my front door. I mean, first of all, the picture that I described to you was this beautiful Santa Claus, and he had sort of like a white and gold outfit, and the rest of the wreath was gold. This lady had a broke down, busted looking Santa. He was black, but he was broke down and busted looking. His jacket was way oversized, so it just looked ill-fitting on this Santa. And then she decided to put gold and silver and white in the wreath. It looked crazy. And I was like, she asked me, did I like it? And I said, no. And so then she was like, okay, well, that's okay. Let me see if I can fix it. So she went back and she took the silver stuff off. But you guys, the problem was the Santa. And I said to her, I don't like the Santa, let alone the wreath having weird colors in it that I didn't want. But I didn't like the Santa. And she didn't like listen to me or go get another Santa or whatever. So then she says, she comes back a week later. So what do you think? And I'm like, I don't think anything. I still don't like this wreath. So anyhow, long story short, I said to her, ma'am, I don't like this wreath. And, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this for you. And she said, no problem. I'll send you your money back. She said, minus a $25 fee for my services. And I thought, what services? Anyhow, so she sent me my $50 back. And I was just like, I was so disgusted by this whole thing because I was so excited. These were two black women business owners. And I was like, okay, yeah, let me support these other small businesses this holiday. So then I tried one more time, you guys, one more time to find a lady to get me a Santa. And I was mentioning this to one of my coaching clients and she was like, oh, I have a lady that does wreaths. And so she introduced me to this lady and this lady immediately sent me to her Instagram page to look at her wreaths, and her wreaths were beautiful. So then she DMs me through Instagram and says, so what are you looking for? And I send her a picture of my wreath. Oh, that's beautiful. I think I can make that. So then she, maybe a couple of days later, she sent me a picture of a Santa. Do you like the Santa? Yes, I do. So then she says, well, how much were you looking to pay for a wreath? You guys, that wasn't the right question. Because I said to her, $75, because I don't know how much wreaths cost. I know how much I bought for them at Michael's, but I know that they're mass producing them and they're much, this is custom, right? So she says, oh no, that's not, you know, my price is way higher than that. You know, I could see if I can refer you to somebody else. I said, wait a minute. What is your price? Like, don't just brush me off. You know, don't be like, oh, sorry, you're my customer. If I'm asking you for something custom, the first thing you should have said was your price. Am I right or am I right? Okay, so I was really, really, really annoyed at this point. So then she says, okay, my price is $170 for a wreath. Okay, I mean, look, I didn't care how much it cost. I just wanted it. And I wanted it by Thanksgiving to put on my door. So she directs me then to her Etsy website. I go on her Etsy website. And every wreath I saw on this website, I thought was tacky and ugly. And I thought, I'm not doing this again. I'm not going through the nail that the lady can't match the wreath I want. So I just, because I had such a bad taste in my mouth from this stupid interaction through these DMs, I was like, go in my garage and get the old wreath and put it on the door, which is what I ended up doing. And you guys, I love Black Santas. And I collect Black Santas and Black Angels. So this whole experience really, really hurt me to my heart because I was trying to get a new baby for my collection. I wanted a beautiful African-American wreath for my front door. And I ended up dealing with three knuckleheads. And I'm just like, and I said to myself, I have to do a blog post about this so that people will understand, not a blog post, excuse me, a podcast about this so that people will understand what is professional and what isn't. If I'm asking you to make something for me and I send you a picture, all you have to do is send me your price. Don't ask me how much was I looking to pay and then get offended and try to throw me away as a client. No, tell me for custom wreaths, it costs this. I would have paid $200 for the wreath, honestly, but the woman never even said that. And then when she like kind of decided, okay, yeah, you can go look at my Etsy site. And then I saw she was really expensive and I didn't think her wreaths looked that good. And so I was like, and the lady was in Philly. I could like drive over there and get it. But I was like, this whole experience just left such a bad taste in my mouth that I said, that's what I get for going on, that's what I get for going out on the internet thinking I could just get anything from people. But I don't want to lose faith in my small crafters, right? I just need y'all. I need y'all to get more professional, please. I mean, including the lady that had no way to take my money other than Zelle. That's like kind of unprofessional too. But what I want you guys to do is that if you know holidays are coming and people want these wreaths, then you should start making them in August. You should start ordering this stuff in August, knowing that you're going to have a rush in November, December, first of all. Or get a group of other ladies that do these wreaths and get a coalition of y'all together and you guys sell all of each other's stuff. All of y'all start bringing wreaths in August, right? And then for my lady that couldn't match my picture, don't tell people you could do something you can't do, because that is terrible. And that was such a bad, bad feeling. And then my sister with the, what do you want to pay? Don't ask people what they want to pay. Tell them your price. It's as simple as that, especially for a custom order. So what I want you guys to do is operate like real businesses and not like hobbies. You guys all could have had a lot more money this holiday, because what I was going to do when I got my wreath was to promote where I got it. And I was going to help you get a lot more business, if not for this holiday, most certainly for the next holiday. So y'all done missed an opportunity. And I just wanted to make sure the rest of my listeners, if you are a crafter, if you're making homemade goods for people, please, 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 be professional. I love you and I want you to be great. I want you to run a business that allows you to live your dream life. But it is not going to work if you out here just doing stuff that's janky and unprofessional and crazy. Don't be promoting stuff when it's already out of stock. Don't do that. So anyway, I just want to encourage all of you guys, you should be planning for the holidays. You should be planning at least 4 months in advance. You should be ordering all your materials. You should be lining up your suppliers. You should be lining up backup suppliers and your workers 4 months in advance of the holiday so that you can maximize profits and not have to put sold out on your online store. It's really important that you plan ahead. If you plan ahead, you plan for success. And so I just want to invite you all to do that. Next year, next holiday, get your stuff together so that you can get more business and be more professional.
Thanks for listening to the Small Biz Chat Podcast with Melinda Emerson. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and join us next Wednesday for more fantastic information and interviews. You can find more sources and small business success strategies by visiting Melinda's website, succeedasyourownboss.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.